Have you ever been betrayed by someone? That really hurts, doesn't it? It's happened to me. Perhaps you have even been one who has betrayed another and you feel guilty about that. Jesus had one that betrayed him, and yet he did not retaliate against this man. I think he had hope for Judas. Even when he knew the outcome, he still held out that chance for Judas to do what was right. I had always just wondered why Jesus just didn't kick him out of the fellowship or didn't choose him in the first place. Here's what Jesus said about this to his disciples. John 13, verse 18. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, that he that eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it comes, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that receives whomever I send receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified, saying, truly, truly, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked at one another, wondering of whom he spoke. And there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. And Simon Peter therefore beckoned him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. Then he that was lying on Jesus' breast said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, it is he to whom I shall give a morsel. And when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Then, after the morsel, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That you're going to do, do it quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this unto him, for some of them thought, because Judas had the bag. And Jesus said unto them, buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the morsel, went immediately out, and it was night. You see, even those who betray us, God has that potential of mercy for them. And we need to be forgiving, even as Jesus was forgiving. And this is what I believe. This is just my opinion. I believe that instead of going out and hanging himself, Judas would have gone to the cross and asked Jesus for forgiveness. He would have received it. Let's pray. Father, it hurts when I have been betrayed. It hurts when someone I thought was a friend does ill to me. But Lord, you love them, and I must forgive them as you forgave those who nailed you to the cross, Lord, because there is hope for every human being as long as they live that they could come to repentance. That's why you died, to give us all that chance. In Jesus' name, amen.